Live 89.5. This is Good Morning Phuket, brought to you by Zana Beach Club. Life is better on the beach. Joining me in the studio now, Peter from Les Diables in Boat Lagoon, the most delicious bakery and restaurant on the island.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
You're very well. Well, you brought me chocolate, so I had to say that.
Thank you.
But you're here to talk about the Halloween extravaganza that's happening this weekend.
Yeah, well, it was actually because it's more now a haunted house extravaganza.
Yes.
Because we miss Halloween due to the obvious reasons. No, so it's a haunted house, and it's happening on Saturday from 5:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. It's going to be in the old location where the old watermark used to be.
Okay.
That's where it starts. Huh? But there's a whole lot of things going along the boardwalk as well, and the lighthouse and everything now. So the lady that's doing it is Marissa. She didn't want to come on today because she says she sounds ugly. I think it's because she's American. Everybody's a bit shy about going on the radio now.
Well, you should have told her that I'm Canadian and said, don't worry, we got the same accent. Well, the nice thing about this is that since the whole Halloween thing isn't really big in this part of the world anyway, we have a little bit more wiggle room to put it wherever
it fits. Yeah, I think it doesn't really make too much difference. It's a good Saturday night anyway. No?
Yeah, exactly. It's not too cold now like back in Canada or England, so you can still play around with
it. Nicer if you're getting dressed up, though, to have a nice little bit cooler is better, no?
To some cases...
Especially if you've got a lot of makeup on.
But I spent most of my childhood wearing, like, a parka over, like, a vampire costume.
I come from England as well. We just carry umbrellas constantly, no?
So what are some of the things you can expect at the event this Saturday?
Okay, so I think the way Marissa's done it, I think there's going to be sort of like a map when you come into the Boat Lagoon, and you'll be given a map about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the main attraction is the actual haunted house. And I actually went and did sort of like a walkthrough the other day now. It's very good now. She's been doing this for like 15 years. Marissa's birthday is actually the day after. I think it's the day after Halloween.
Oh, so she loves it.
And she's sort of like, Marissa's sort of like this sort of like little gothic lady now. She's sort of like, you know. So she's sort of very much into Halloween, and then like so she sort of likes to do this, and she's been doing it for 15 years at her house. Mm-hmm. And then this year when Halloween came around, she wanted to sort of like do it because she did it last year and ended up her house was too small,
right?
And I think she actually done something. She said she sort of set her house on fire, the effects of it last year.
Okay.
And it was so good that the actual Navy came because they thought it was an actual fire. Serious, huh? And it was like, no, it was just the effects. And this is what she's doing to the lighthouse this year. She's apparently setting the lighthouse in the marina on fire. No, so I haven't seen that one yet. No, she said she's going to do it last minute. No, so it'd be very interesting to see. No,
so we can put out a precautionary now. Don't worry, the lighthouse will look.
That's right. It's not
probably
it's
isn't
just
on
lighting.
Fire. And if you see Marissa freaking out, then we know it's bad.
That's right.
But until she freaks out,
exactly,
Everything's okay.
And Marissa, because Marissa used to work in, she used to do a lot of the, she used to work in professional, sort of like doing this for TV shows. Apparently, like,
oh, wow.
Do you know the Dance with the Dead is one of the ones that she said was
most
famous ones that she did.
Wow.
So she did all the makeup and stuff like this.
Oh, wow.
You see the makeup that, you know, her and her daughter, they put a lot of time to do makeup, but she's done some makeup for that. It's incredible what they do, you know. And they've got it. And then during the 15 years that she's been doing this, she's sort of like, you know, acquired quite a few animatronics and decorations. So there's lots of things to see.
Mm-hmm.
The masks are just amazing. I just think they're so incredible now.
Yeah.
The what do you call it? The silicone mask now.
Well, the things they can do to their faces. Yeah,
it's absolutely incredible now. And when they do the makeup, she sort of showed me why. When they sort of like do the cuts on the arms and stuff like that. Quite incredible. Amazing now.
Will you be dressing up?
Probably, because she gave me some fangs, so I'm going to be the devil himself, darling, what else, no?
So will the businesses around Boat Lagoon, they will be open?
So everybody's going to sort of like, you know, we're all going to, so all the restaurants along the boardwalk, we'll be doing things for the event as well, no? Because it's sort of like, it starts off in the watermark, or we'll say the location of the watermark, that's where the actual haunted house is.
Yes.
And then you sort of go along the boardwalk, and then the lighthouse is at the end, and there's things going along all the way along.
Oh, nice.
And we have DJ Tanky's coming to play some music for us as well, no? So this sort of like live entertainment.
Right.
Lots of, what do you call it? Nice beverages.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Some tasty water snacks.
And there's also a lot of, we're actually doing that. There's a lot of, as you can see, I bought you some of the lovely, delicious trick and treats that we're going to be giving away.
Oh, these are examples of
And there's a lot more as well. No, I think Marissa's giving away, she's got a lot of goodie bags, so like it's grateful to bring the kids along now to get some free chocolate.
Ooh.
And trick or treat. And there's also a costume contest with the first, second, and third prize, so come and compete against moi.
Well, I've seen some of your costumes before, and they are quite good. Yeah. So I'd say the stakes are pretty high.
We done the fangs the other day and the contact lenses. I've never worn contact lenses.
Like,
no, it's really quite, it's quite amazing. I actually quite enjoyed wearing them. It was fun though. But I've never put them on before, no. So it was sort of like interesting to do it. And then we also did the fangs. So you brought the fangs from America. So you sort of do a paste, and it's actually like dental.
Oh,
and
so it's not just
you
at all.
You stick them in, no.
Oh wow.
And then they're sort of like dental. You just pop them out, no. Really realistic, no.
Yeah.
Her and Adore. You see the costumes that they've actually got for the year. I think there's in the haunted house, because there's actually sort of like, as well as having the animatronics and the frightening things and stuff like that, there's actually people acting in the haunted house as well.
So there'll be
unexpected surprises when you go in there. And they've got some fabulous costumes. I really like it.
Oh, fantastic.
I'd rather like the one that Melissa's daughter's wearing, but it's too small for me.
Well, hopefully she can craft you a larger
she's gonna
size.
She's going to do something. She'll knock out something for me now.
That's fantastic. So this is all kicking off on Saturday, and it's going to be the haunted house. There's going to be all the businesses, of course, are going to be participating.
Right.
Some trick-or-treating, some snacks, and a flaming lighthouse.
I think Wednesday, also for people that bring the younger children and stuff like that, I think the haunted house, I think they're going to do sort of like, do it in groups. So if there's younger children, they'll sort of like show them certain parts of it and maybe not frighten them too much.
You know? Right, yeah. Because you don't want to deal with the...
I mean, I think when I walked around it last Saturday, maybe about 10 jumps, I think it was. It was pretty cool, no?
Yeah, because you want to have the kids a little bit scared and having fun, but
that's right.
Not crying.
Yeah,
that's the line.
Not screaming. No. I seem to have this effect on kids anyway, no?
So if you want to get all the information for this, of course, you can head over to our website, which is thebougettenews.com, and click on events. Peter, thanks so much for coming in today, and look forward to seeing your big reveal on Saturday.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much.